1450 KBMW.
Sure is. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. Sun kind of peeking out here after a little light shower went through, 37 degrees, where we're at. Doing up Wednesday. It is the month of April. We got Earth Day. We've got Earth Week. We got all things Earth-related. And that's why we have Brianna Koval in here. Wilkin County Recycling is what we're talking today.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm glad I brought the sunshine. It was cloudy a little bit ago.
You always bring the sunshine.
Yeah, that was kind of nice.
Little Ray, you are walking Mardi Gras. You are.
Walking Mardi Gras. That's fantastic.
So let's talk recycling. You kind of had your big kickoff week last week. How'd it go?
You know, that first week is usually a little bit slow.
Yeah.
The weather also wasn't exactly in our favor that week, so it doesn't surprise me. We've taken in, 1,500 pounds so far this month, and it's only the 9th, so that's not terrible.
No, it's not.
Usually we continue to pick up as the month goes, which, you know, it coincides with the temperatures. If we have a really nice April, dry and warm, typically we're going to get a lot more aluminum in. If it's wet and gross, not so much, because people just don't want to be outside. But so far, so good. The weather forecast looks good. I imagine things are going to pick up as the month continues on.
Yeah.
And they should pick up because we're paying that premium this month.
45.
45 cents a pound.
Under 100.
Correct.
Okay.
Over 100, you're going to get 47 cents a pound. And regardless of the amount you bring in, if you're going to donate it to one of the groups that we collect for, you'll get 47 cents a pound to go to that donation for them. So it's always a great idea.
It's a no-brainer.
Just bring your aluminum in.
Yeah.
You know, clean out your garage, clean out your Quonset, clean out your barn, wherever it is. Just bring it in.
Bring it in and don't crush the cans.
Please don't crush those cans.
We say that all the time.
Exactly. Please don't crush those cans. We really don't like it when those hockey pucks come in. They just become really difficult to manage for us. So if you can get rid of that can crusher, that would just make my day. I mean, you can give them a squeeze if you want to save space in the bag.
Yeah,
but
that's fine.
Don't
hockey puck them. Yeah,
exactly. They just don't stick together when we put them in the baler. So it becomes a lot more work. And the weights get off, too, because, it just gets all sorts of weird. So please don't.
Have you found anything interesting? Okay, that's always a question.
We used to talk about that
all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny. As soon as we started talking about that, less interesting stuff started showing up in the
I've still
bins.
Got that crazy cat somewhere in here that
you found over there.
That you found and brought in here.
Yep, I think he needs new batteries.
Pomeroy is his name. Yeah.
You know, I haven't been alerted to anything super interesting lately. Normally the weird things we're going to get are within the plastic sections of the recycling bins.
Yeah.
How people fit some of the things in there, I don't know. But car seats end up in there a lot. Now, car seats are not
That's
recyclable.
A no-no. Yeah, don't do that.
Exactly. There's all sorts of things that go along with disposing of car seats, and they're not recyclable plastic. So when you think about what plastic to put in there, was it a household good, like a detergent bottle, a food container, something like that, a milk jug, pop bottles, water bottles, those types of things, very recyclable. The plastic has to be able to squish without breaking.
Okay.
If it's a plastic that when you smash it, it shatters, that doesn't belong in the bin.
Nope,
so
nope.
That means no plastic totes, no plastic tote lids, no 5-gallon buckets, none of that really, really hard, rigid plastic.
If it shatters, it matters, and don't bring it in.
That was fantastic.
Great new spur-of-the-moment campaign.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, I tell you.
So, if it's a plastic that squishes, we'll take it. If it's a plastic that shatters, it doesn't belong in that bin because it's not the same type of plastic. Yep.
Let's talk about the ease of service. This is so easy to do. You just drive in.
Yeah,
right? That's
absolutely.
It. Okay.
So if you're going to come on Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday, so Tuesdays from 10 and Tuesday, Thursday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon, that's when we're open if you want to redeem your aluminum cans. So just you drive on up to the garage door. If it's closed, you honk your horn and they'll open it for you. You pull right in. They'll help you unload. They'll unbag everything for you and send you on your way with a check if it's for aluminum. Now, if you just want to get rid of some of your recyclables, we have containers outside the facility that are available 24/7.
Okay.
So you can get rid of glass, plastic, newsprint, magazines, aluminum and tin, shredded paper, oil filters, tires.
Everything.
Batteries.
Well, almost
all
everything.
Sorts of things 24/7. The only thing that's not available out there in a container is going to be phone books and light bulbs.
All right.
Everything else you can get rid of outside the facility, deposit those in our containers, and be on your way.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's super, super
easy. I'm always amazed at how much you recycle over there. It's crazy.
Well, we have a lot of stuff.
I know you do, but I mean, just to have that service available is awesome.
Well, and think about the amount of stuff that's not going in the landfill because of that.
Right.
Yeah. So granted, you know, recycling is repurposing and turning things again and reusing that aluminum and reusing that plastic to make other plastics, but just not bringing it in the landfill helps our environment so much.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, the Earth Day and the whole Earth Week thing, that's fitting.
Exactly.
Kind of goes hand in hand.
Exactly.
Why do I think you're going to have just an amazing day on Saturday? The weather's supposed to be great. I think it's going to be nuts over there.
Yes.
So again, drive over and drive in and
please be patient. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do end up with a line. Usually that line moves pretty quickly unless, you know, somebody's in there with a horse trailer that was, you know, 30 feet long and filled to the brim. And if you
might
are
take
going
a while,
to,
yeah.
Exactly. If you are going to bring in a huge volume like that, you are going to bring in, you know, an enclosed trailer that is filled to the top, please call me in advance and we can set up a time for you to come in so it doesn't mess so much with the line, because it can be a little bit, you know, unfortunate if you end up in line behind them and you only have 20 pounds and the person in front of you has 500 pounds. So you end up waiting quite a while.
Does that happen a lot?
You know, it does. Sometimes we'll pull people out of line, move them to a different section, and then we'll start unloading them there, and then we can keep the line moving.
Okay.
It really just depends on the day. It depends on how many guys I have working back there at the time.
Right.
So we try to make it as speedy as possible. But if you're going to bring in that huge volume, call me in advance, and we can set you up a special time that we can unload you just so it doesn't become a hindrance to our operations.
And again, I just think you're going to show up next Wednesday and go, boy, what a Saturday. What a great Saturday we had.
Yeah,
I'm hoping. I just have a feeling. I don't know.
Yep, I really hope so.
Mm-hmm. Brianna Colville, thank you for stopping in.
Absolutely.
I love April because I get to talk with you twice a week. You'll be in on Friday too.
Yes, because it's Severe Weather Awareness Week.
That's right. We got to cover that.
Big reminder. Tomorrow in Minnesota is the statewide tornado drill. So you're going to hear those sirens at 1:45 p.m. and then 6:45 p.m. So practice at work, practice at home.
And
just a reminder.
Have your plan. If not in your head, then just sit down, talk it over with your family.
Yep, absolutely.
Good stuff. Brianna, thanks for stopping in.
Appreciate
it. It's 8:14 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, "You all get in." She had on a new dress.